Trump's DHS accuses sanctuary politicians of playing Russian roulette with American lives as violent illegals are arrested in their states. By John Binder on May 19, 2025. President Donald Trump's Department of Homeland Security, DHS, is accusing sanctuary state politicians of playing Russian roulette with American lives as Immigration and Customs Enforcement, ICE, arrested several violent criminal illegal aliens in such states. These sanctuary politicians are playing Russian roulette with American lives, DHS Assistant Secretary Tricia McLaughlin said in a statement. While sanctuary politicians in places like Philadelphia, Boston, Newark, and California work to thwart ICE, DHS will continue arresting criminal illegal aliens and getting them out of our country. Radical sanctuary politicians need to put the safety of the American people first, not criminal illegal aliens. No American wants criminal illegal aliens loose on America's streets, and neither should our leaders who represent them. Emphasis added. Last week on May 15, ICE agents arrested 28-year-old illegal alien Jose Reyes Alvarez of El Salvador, a confirmed MS-13 gang member who was previously arrested in the sanctuary state of Massachusetts for driving without a license. Oscar Draken, a 32-year-old illegal alien from Guatemala, was arrested by ICE agents in Newark, New Jersey. Draken has a criminal record that includes aggravated sexual assault during a robbery. In Los Angeles, California, one of the nation's most prolific sanctuary jurisdictions, ICE agents arrested 32-year-old illegal alien Manuel Siberiano Garcia Munoz of Mexico. Garcia Munoz had previously been deported from the United States. His criminal record includes assault with a deadly weapon, for which he served 4 years in prison. Tito Flores Gonzalez, a 27-year-old illegal alien from Mexico, was arrested in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, after having been arrested in Delaware for attempted second-degree kidnapping, terroristic threatening, harassment, and offensive touching. Flores Gonzalez had voluntarily departed the United States to Mexico twice after crossing the southern border, but crossed again for a third time and made his way to Philadelphia. John Binder is a reporter for Breitbart News. Email him at binder@breitbart.com. Follow him on Twitter here.